Welcome to Gruesomely Gorgeous. I'm your host, Taylor Wells. Joining me, my fellow narrator, Crystal Nail. All of our stories are researched by our criminal justice expert, Caitlin Brandt. Together, we are Gruesomely Gorgeous.
Good evening, all you gorgeously gruesome ghoulies and ghouls. It's Crystal here, back with another twisted tale. Do you remember when you were younger? You and all your friends would dare each other to go in a dark bathroom and chant Bloody Mary 13 times? Do you know the eerie tale behind it? Well, you're about to find out. Stay tuned. Historically, the ritual encouraged young women to walk up a flight of stairs backwards, holding nothing but a candle and a hand mirror to either see their future husband's face or the Grim Reaper, which meant that they would die before marriage. Today, you call upon her name 13 times in a candle or dimly lit bathroom, and she allegedly appears as a bloody figure. People have claimed to endure scratches on their face, her cursing them, drinking their blood, strangling them, and even stealing their soul. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
Now, we are going to go through Reddit and see if anybody else has had any terrifying experiences with Bloody Mary herself. Reddit user Spoopy Spangler says, "Me and my brother were desperate to have any kind of paranormal encounter. We both figured Bloody Mary would be the easiest way to do so. We went to the bathroom, locked it, and prepared ourselves for anything to happen. We said Bloody Mary 3 times and waited. Hearing nothing and figuring we had to say it 13 times. Then, around the 8th or 9th time we said it, we were interrupted by the saddest and most desperate sobbing coming from a woman. The sound came from behind the shower curtain. It sounded like the woman had just experienced a painful loss. We looked at each other, and he elbowed me to check it out, to which I fearfully tore the shower curtain open, finding nothing. The sound had stopped when I got closer to the shower anyway, and I always figured I either had a close call or my brother was just messing around with me. However, I do wonder how he would have made such a sound without the help of smartphones or speakers that we have today." Next, we have Reddit user LiquidMetals_, who said, "I have always had encounters my whole life. I got used to them growing up, but one encounter I had, ongoing for months, left me shaken, scared, and I'll never mess with antique furniture again." A little bit of background. In 2010, I started refurbishing furniture. I made a killing off of it and loved a great find. Fast forward to 2015. I had my ex-husband drive about 1.5 hours to pick up 2 very old vanities I found on a Facebook site. I bought them both for $100. A steal, right? Yes, until no. I typically get right on my projects and finish them within 24 to 72 hours, depending on how much TLC my pieces need. Well, for some odd reason, I just flat out didn't feel like working on my 2 new glorious, gorgeous finds. I just wanted them to sit there. They were absolutely, beautifully, perfectly flawed. As days turned into weeks, I started getting really irritable, angry, short-tempered, and all the above. Depressed. I stopped playing with my daughter. I began getting late to work. I just was a complete mess. My ex never said a word about me and about my ill behavior. Then my daughter, almost being 3 at the time, started talking about the white lady who would stand in the corner of her room and stare at her. Sometimes would just sit on her bed. I noticed that her room felt heavy in there. But I would just brush it off, her imagination leaking into mine. Then, one night, my ex and I heard my daughter run across the house to get into our room. Crawl space under the floor, we hear all the footsteps. But as our daughter got to our door, she couldn't open it. So my ex decided to get up and open the door for her. Well, as he opened the door, we then heard her slam it at the same time. And we saw her door hanger knocking against her door. So we decided to go check on her. This is where things get chilling. She was sound asleep in her bed. And what gave it away was that she never got up, was that she was still tucked in. She always sleeps with a pillow on top of her, under her blankets for extra comfort. It was still in perfect placement. No way a 2-year-old placed a body pillow back on top of her and tucked her blanket around herself so neatly. Moving on, strange things start happening. Cabinets left open, doors open, water dripping, etc. Classic paranormal movie type stuff. My moods just got worse and worse, as now months have gone by. Then, one night, I was home alone. My parents had my daughter, my ex-husband was with his study group, college at the time, and I had to get up and go pee. Okay, I walked to my bathroom, I tried to turn on the light, it wouldn't come on. Okay, breaker down? Sure. Breaker is in my daughter's closet, so I walk out of the bathroom and head to my master door, which leads to the living room. A major force hits me, and I can't make this up, I blacked out. I don't know how long I was out, but when I woke up, my throat was sore and bruised. Every light, fan, appliance, TV, staticky, water faucets were all on. All my cabinets were open. Everything. And I was so scared, I started crying. The next day, we decided to get rid of those vanities. After that, nothing happened again, and my daughter stopped talking about the white lady. She still remembers her to this day, though. And there's much more that happened in those months. But nothing that compared to that night. I don't ever want to experience anything like that again. So, no more antique furniture for me. I lived a real haunting, and it took a huge toll on my mental health. Next, we have a story from Random Man Guy, a weird Bloody Mary story. Some backstory. Our school is still being painted and changed from a high school to a junior high, and we had a big portable bathroom for boys and another one for girls instead of normal school bathrooms for half of the semester. I got to school, and when my friend asks me, "Wanna play Bloody Mary?" me being a child wanting no part of it, said no. The same friend then asks me if I wanted to play at lunch recess. Because he kept asking, I just said sure. We then went to the bathroom and locked the doors, turned off the light and the little fans, and looked into the mirrors. At the same time, we both said, "Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary." And as soon as we said those words, the lights and fans turned on. Suddenly, there was a loud knocking at the door, saying that the school was in lockdown. We unlocked and ran out the doors to the nearest classroom. The school went into lockdown because there were people with guns a couple blocks away. Next, we have a true Bloody Mary story by the user Not Real Pasta. She lived deep in the forest in a tiny cottage and sold herbal remedies for a living. Folks living in the town nearby called her Bloody Mary, and she said she was a witch. None dared to cross the old crone for fear that their crows would go dry, their food stores rot away before winter, their children take sick of fever, or any number of terrible things that an angry witch could do to her neighbors. Then, the little girls in the village began to disappear one by one. No one could find out where they had gone. Grief-stricken families searched the woods, the local buildings, and all the houses and barns, but there was no sign of the missing girls. A few brave souls even went to Bloody Mary's home in the woods to see if the witch had taken the girls, but she denied any knowledge of the disappearance. Still, it was noted that her haggard appearance had changed. She looked younger, more attractive. The neighbors were suspicious, but they could find no proof that the witch had taken their young ones. Then came the night when the daughter of a miller rose from her bed and walked outside, following an enchanted sound no one else could hear. The miller's wife had a toothache and was sitting up in the kitchen treating the tooth with an herbal remedy when her daughter left the house. She screamed for her husband and followed the girl out the door. The miller came running in his nightshirt. Together they tried to restrain the girl, but she kept breaking away from them and heading out of town. The desperate cries of the miller and his wife woke the neighbors. They came to assist the frantic couple. Suddenly, a sharp-eyed farmer gave a shout and pointed towards a strange light at the edge of the woods. A few townsmen followed him out into the field and saw Bloody Mary standing beside a large oak tree, holding a magic wand that was pointed towards the miller's house. She was glowing with an unearthly light as she set her evil spell upon the miller's daughter. The townsmen grabbed their guns and their pitchforks and ran towards the witch. When she heard the commotion, Bloody Mary broke off her spell and fled back into the woods. The far-sighted farmer had loaded his gun with silver bullets in case the witch ever came for his daughter. Now, he took aim and shot at her. The bullet hit Bloody Mary in the hip and she fell back to the ground. The angry townsmen leapt on her and carried her back into the field, where they built a huge bonfire and burned her at the stake. As she burned, Bloody Mary screamed a curse on the villagers. If anyone mentioned her name aloud before a mirror, she would send her spirit to revenge herself upon them for her terrible death. When she was dead, the villagers went to the house in the woods and found the unmarked graves of the little girls that the evil witch had murdered. She had used their blood to make her young again. From that day to this, anyone foolish enough to chant Bloody Mary's name 3 times before a darkened mirror will summon a vengeful spirit of the witch. It is said that she will tear their bodies into pieces and rip their souls from their mutilated bodies. The souls of these unfortunate ones will burn in torment as Bloody Mary once was burned, and they will be trapped forever in the mirror. We have a story from user Summer Rosed. I swear Bloody Mary worked one time. As a child, my biggest fear was Bloody Mary. I was always scared to go to the bathroom alone because I always thought she was following me. I guess I was afraid because I remember hearing a brief story about my mom seeing her one time. but I never really believed it. When I was in eighth grade, we lived in this little secluded house. My friend, brother, and I were going to see a scary movie. So my friend and I were in the bathroom, getting ready. My brother came in and turned off the lights, was staring at the mirror and started to say Bloody Mary 3 times. I yelled at him to stop because I was getting scared. When he turned around to leave, our mirror's bolts came out of the wall, and the mirror in the bathroom fell off. It was the mirror that is already in a house when you move in. It almost fell on me and my friend, but through a reflection of another mirror, my brother noticed it was falling and caught it. An anonymous user says, "There was this 1 year at my elementary school, 5th grade, I'm in college now, where we were playing on the playground during recess. Our playground was surrounded by a chain fence. There was like a bunch of trees on the other side. And for the first, like, half of the year, everything was normal until one day. We decided to go towards the very back of the playground near the chain fence. Since rarely anyone even goes back there, most of the kids that were back there were always those that would play, like, soccer or football. As we got close to the fence, we noticed this one singular, mysterious, old-fashioned mailbox. It was painted a barn red color. Being at the age of curiosity, most of us decided we could come back on it every day and see if we could figure out what it was or why it was there. We went to that mailbox almost every day during recess. About a week later, we all decided to nickname that mailbox Bloody Mary, since it was red and mysterious. We could check on the mailbox at least 2 to 3 times a week. Days and weeks go by, and we start to notice the mailbox slowly changing. Sometimes we would see paint falling, probably because it was really old, or dripping off the mailbox, even though there shouldn't even be wet paint. A few times we noticed that the mailbox got rotated. Since the opening was facing us the first time we saw it, it freaked us all out, since we had no idea what a mailbox was doing there, and why all of those weird things would be happening. Crystal has her own Bloody Mary story, and here it is.
One cool fall night, a bunch of us kids were staying overnight at the YMCA. They were doing all kinds of Halloween events, eating contests, scavenger hunts, etc. Well, a bunch of the older girls dared a bunch of us younger girls to go in the girls' bathroom and turn out the lights and call out to Bloody Mary. Lo and behold, there was an older girl waiting in one of the stalls for us. Whenever we turned out the lights and called out to Bloody Mary, she was banging on the stall door. But the lights started flickering. There was no one around the lights. We all got so scared, we had to run out and find the nearest adult. Creepy.